Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB. Super pumped. It's April 15th of 2024. Ready to roll. Episode 5302. I hope you're doing fantastic. I have got a really special week here for you as we get into the middle of April. And as you know, our system is about an annual structured system. We are in a due month right now. It means you should be working on your plan. If you're new with me, first time listening, it's totally cool. We've been doing this 19 years. Just take it step by step. Be a sponge. Soak it up. Maybe you've been gone for a while and come back. Either way, it's totally cool. Let's stay organized. Let's stay focused. Stop chasing a lot of things and stay on track. And we're going to do that this week. As we continue with our morning ritual, as you know, just to remind you, what is that? Take time for self-care every morning. Listen to the Coach Cast. I'm here with you every day. Dr. Paul comes in on Saturday. He's been helping out there. So we've got energy every single day. And then you plan your day with the 7 P's. And this is really critical. We want to make sure you have the proper perspective this morning as you get going and you're setting those priorities. Those two things are critical. You do that every day, you're going to see success as it starts to go. But remember, it's just as a child growing. When you're in your child's life, sometimes you don't see the growth. You are growing. You just got to be consistent and show up and be here. And if you miss a few days, that's all right. You know, I always say 3 times a week is good. 4 times a week is better. 5 times a week is great. If you're doing 7, you're a superstar. And then again, with the 7 P's, we have to work on our performance after we get those priorities in place. Have patience as you work the system. Keep great posture as you go throughout your day. Stay present. Be in the moment. Really critical. And persist. You do that, you're going to be good. And then we've got a couple other steps with the ritual we do, which is organize using our planner or your structure or however you do with your plan. If you are using a planner, you can take a picture and send it in to our companion to get some feedback. And of course, stop by the community for some accountability questions and support. And along that, in the community, our next meetup is April 23rd. In case you don't know, I have a PhD in metaphysics. That was kind of my upper grad studies. I did my MBA in business and then went into kind of the angle of metaphysical ideas. So we're going to talk about, do you believe in the power of manifesting? We're going to have a good one. That's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 23rd. You can check that in the meetup area in the community. So excited about what's going on. If you are new and you're struggling a little bit, make sure you do the Morning Coach intake. And basically, there's in your library, I know there's a ton of stuff. There's so much. But make sure you go through that, getting the best out of Morning Coach. If you're having trouble finding that, let us know. We have an email series. And also, it is in the library. If you've been with me for a while, a couple years, and you want to kind of go through that again, send an email. We'll get you that link, and you can go through that onboarding series. It does help, okay? And same thing, I've put some new books up. This last month, I wrote a book on mission. If you're working on your mission, it's called Mission Driven. You can find that. We got a new quiz in there with another book on really your thinking style. You'll find all that in your library. And of course, any issues with that, just send us an email and we'll make sure you've got the structure. This is an annual system. That's really what it's about. Sheldon Orme, great job working on your belt system. For those of you that are doing your belt system, Sheldon's going through it, and it's great to see that. As John Cunningham is acknowledging that up in the community, his helping. We've got some great people working in the belts. If you want to do that, that's another system that you can get involved with. And you just go through your white belt, your yellow belt at your own pace. And we've got some great certificates. And in fact, John did a great job of posting how you can put that on LinkedIn, which is super cool. So excited about everything we got going. Again, if you only come once a week, Monday's great to listen to because we'll get you organized on things that are happening. And then we'll get into the topics of the week, which we've got this week. You know, this month's theme is about finance and money, the system, prosperity, consciousness, wealth. That's what we do in April. Again, you want to find out that our book study, which we're doing E-squared, kind of a metaphysical book. Any of that stuff can be found on the Compass on the website. You just click the Compass and you can get our syllabus, like a college class. And this week, we're getting into living and thriving in capitalism. We're going to start that today. and how to really thrive in this current economic system that we live in, and understanding it at a deep level. You know, stuff they don't teach in the schools is what we want to make sure we teach and help you really become a critical thinker to evaluate what's really going on in your life so that you're happy and so you're finding the energy. Okay, so we've got that going today. We're going to talk about living and thriving in capitalism. Tomorrow, we're back to the book study E Squared, which is a real fun book. Pam Grout has done a great job, another fellow Hay House author, on getting us to think a little differently about using our thoughts to manifest and some experiments to do that. So we're going to do experiments 3 and 5. If you're new and you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's, please do, because experiment 1, The Dude Abides, which I love, I'm just a big Lebowski fan, is a great tester or a great thing to do, and you could do that one at any time. We're just going to talk about experiments 3 and 5 tomorrow. Then Wednesday, we're going to talk about observing the system, observing events, what's going on, how do you become more proactive in things. You know, we've got AI out there. We've been using AI for 3 years. I was doing podcasting before anybody really in 2005. You know, I don't want to say I'm a futurist, but boy, we're really on it with a lot of this stuff. So keeping and observing the systems are really important, and seeing what's going on and where you're getting your source of information can make a big impact in the way you live your life and on your mental health. So we're going to go over that Wednesday. I really work to make it, you know, make it there. Thursday, we're going to talk about really the communication structure. Again, Michael asked for this in one of our meetups, and we're getting more into the relationship building. So this is going to take you a little bit further in that if you're working in an employment environment, how do you handle that? And then also if you're working for yourself and you're an entrepreneur or one of our professional experts, living the ILD life, which is coming this summer, the most advanced one we've ever done, then this is going to help you understanding some expectations and takeaways and how we do that. So that's Thursday. Then Friday, we've got personal economics and wealth creation and the ability to really build your own personal wealth. We're going to have some fun on Friday. Saturday, of course, Dr. Paul's been doing a great job giving us a little history, who he is, what he's about, and then some great dynamic ideas as a research scientist and a physician. Just can't get that information anywhere, and it's great that Dr. Paul is coming in and giving us some of that. You can catch that on Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm going to talk about love and connections. And of course, remember on the weekend, you know, in our planner, we have a weekend review. You can do that real quick. You can do that Sunday or this morning. And of course, some of you are doing standing operating procedures, and you could do that weekend cleanup on Sundays. Again, just to reiterate, we've got a lot going on, and you have to understand we have people that have been here 19 years. And so there is going to be some advanced stuff happening. You don't have to get into all that. The key is just get here, listen to CoachCast, and get your priorities in place. Really, you're doing that, you're ahead of the game, and you're going to get yourself in a better place. You want to step into stuff that we're doing, go a little bit deeper, our book studies, and then get to community. All that stuff is there for you. It's just incredible value as you continue to grow and develop and evolve. And that's what we're about. Because at the end of the day, that's what we've got to do in this system. And talking about living and thriving in capitalism is really important, because it is the economic system we're in. And whether you like the economic system or you don't, you've got to step back from judgment. Okay, because there's people that obviously want different types of things. You know, a lot of younger people tend to be more socialistic when they're younger. And as they get older, you tend to become a little more conservative. That's just a general pattern of most people in their mind economically. But I think the majority of people, especially people coming here to Morning Coach, are very, you know, conservative economically, you know, kind of want to keep the government out and do their own thing. And then they, you know, they want to have social services because they believe in helping other people. And I think that's what most, you know, the majority of people in the United States are. And around the world, it's a balancing act, right? But we have to understand the system from non-judgment and look at it and go, okay, what is currently going on? How do I fit in, and how do I utilize the systems to my best ability? For example, the tax code in the United States could be very simple if they just would go to a flat tax, but it's a very complicated and complex system. It's designed for business owners and entrepreneurs. It truly is with the write-off system. And so you can get angry about that, or you can step back and take a look at it and go, okay, this is what I'm going to do, how I'm going to use the system. How do I create value in a system that I can generate wealth? And that's where the critical thinking comes in. How do I create this value? And if you're doing our 7 P's and we're looking on improved performance, you know, we're constantly working to bring you ideas and thoughts to create tasks that you can do in your life and add value. And obviously the big one of those is just getting organized and getting focused. That's the first thing. And when you do that, you start to take your your idea or your thought off of the results, and you just focus on the tasks at hand and the activities, and the rewards come from that. And if you do that every day and you wake up and you can do that, you're going to put value out into the marketplace. Now, the thing you got to understand with the market, it's very fickle. It is a very fickle thing. And so there's times when you'll be tremendously valued and there's times when you won't be valued. And you've got to understand that. And that's why we've got to continue to use the 7 P's and why it's very important a system like Morning Coach is here. We have so many people that go to college, specifically in the United States, and then just quit learning. They quit evolving. And the system is going to continue to evolve. That's what capitalism is. It's going to look for the holes, and then it's going to move that direction. And if you're not sticking up with it, for example, we're going to talk a little bit on about AI on Wednesday, but if you're not understanding that concept and you're kind of putting your head in the sand and going, I'm going to be okay, it's not going to affect me, and maybe you're angry about it, right, and you're getting judgmental, this stuff is not about being judgmental. That's, you can't get emotional about it. You have to be able to step back and go, okay, what's happening and what tasks can I do to allow myself to get better and maybe even utilize that those techniques. And again, I celebrate you for listening. Like, I celebrate you for being here, because most people, this is not what they do. Most people are so stuck within the framework of the system that they can't get outside of it to take a look at what truly is going on so that they can evolve within the framework of the system. And we have to keep evolving. I think one of the things I'm proud of is being here 19 years. You know, being here and being able to build this type of business is extremely challenging. You know, just talk to any coach. You know, the majority of coaches are not making money. And it's been amazing to see the wonderful people that we've been able to attract because of our systems and because we're constantly evolving. So some people get turned off by the volume. In fact, if you go to a coach and they say, you know, and you have like the structure that we have, which is a membership system, they'll say the worst thing about a membership system is to overwhelm people, right? They'll overwhelm people. Well, I think the difference between you and the general population is you don't mind being overwhelmed a little bit. And I'm going to bring that energy. And we'll talk about this on Thursday, but a self-selection occurs when with certain people. Like, I want the best of the best. The best of the best can handle a little bit of a push. I don't want to go the other direction, which is like our U.S. educational system, which is on testing and just, can we get people through, right? That's not what Morning Coach is about. Morning Coach is about acceleration, critical thought, and expanding our minds. And there's a reason you're here, right? So you're self-selecting. So I'm going to continue to push the envelope and do exactly what my coaches tell me not to do. Simplify things, make it easier. So people know step one, step two, step three. Well, we've got that, right? And I mentioned it before that, you know, we've got that onboarding process. If you haven't gone through it before, you should. We've got the belt system, but there's a lot of depth here. I mean, we've got planners and structure and organization. And not only do we have depth, but we have community people coming together now who are very intelligent. You know, I always praise Jürgen because he jumped into our system and he's really helping us with our system. We, you know, we've worked on a type PDF, we still got to get that out. And you're going to spend a lot of his own time within the framework of our system as his business is growing. And they're contributing. I mean, we've got our international inner circle with just amazing people that I'm very selective with that is continually looking at our systems and saying, how do we make this better? We got major companies looking at our systems. Why is that? Because we're constantly evolving. So yes, it's simple in scope, but we're evolving. And that's what I want you to do. And that's why this system is so important, because you're here. All you have to do is plug in and we'll evolve together. You know, like I said, Wednesday, you're going to hear me talk about things that, you know, are out there in the world and how I get information and how I stay ahead of it. Well, we've all got to stay ahead of it. And it starts with you being able to create, you being able to have a personal belief system. And believe it or not, it's about the 7 P's. It's about you having patience and always increasing your performance, getting better at the things you do, and focusing on the tasks and activities that are going to directly relate to value in the marketplace. Whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur, either thing, it's about value in the marketplace. How are you creating value? How are you finding that flow to get in there? And that's what the system's about. The system is about looking to say, okay, this is a problem. How can it happen faster and quicker? And how does that work? And that's where like AI is just coming in rapidly, doing things that I never thought it would do. It's hurting creators. It is. It's hurting creatives, but but you have to be able to evolve through that. You have to be able to see what's happening and then what do I need to do? How do I need to change? And that's what a lot of people don't want to do. Like, I get it. Human beings, we're habitual creatures and we resist change. But the truth is the growth comes in the change. And the only thing really that's going to happen in the world that we know we can count on is change. The world is going to constantly be changing. It's going to be evolving. And we've got to be able to evolve with it. And that's why even me in my book, The Sacred Six, if you've read it, you know, the mission was this overall thing. And we've changed that definition to now we're looking at a tactical mission. We do have a long-term mission and we've actually added vision. And you can find that in a new book that I wrote in your library. And understanding that is we are really focused on a tactical mission and we had to evolve to that because change is happening so fast. And so we've got to work in that four-quarter segment and be careful of not going into like weekly management, but looking at a quarterly management system and going, okay, how am I getting better? And that's what we do with Get It Done Now in the PDCA system. So we're in a due month right now. So you should just be working on your plan. You should be executing. You don't need to be making major changes. And when we come in next month, we'll take a look and evaluate and make the changes accordingly. But if you're just getting up and doing these things, you're going to find the flow. And with that flow comes some happiness, comes some joy. Because one of the things that we do is we care and we help you work on certainty in your life. There's nothing worse than waking up in the morning and not knowing what to do. What's the next turn? What do I do? How do I make this work? Well, that's what we're here for. And we're here to build and do that. And specifically, some of you that are professional experts, you need to really be here and listening because this is, I mean, that's what I've done and probably done it better than most people out there in the world. And we can help guide you to that same, whether it's writing books or whether it's building your business or your brand. I absolutely love that. And that's why we have the meetups and get together. But for you today, right, let's focus in on what tasks and activities and creation of value. We're going to thrive in this economic system. We are. And again, stepping away from judgment and getting angry about it or frustrated the way the government's doing. You know, I still believe in the biblical give to Caesar what is Caesar, right? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And just keep moving, right? We don't make the rules. We play within the framework of the rules. But if you don't know the rules, you can't play within the game. And really, that's the way it works. And if you can be a critical thinker and you're getting the right information, you're waking up in the morning, having some energy, having the right perspective and setting the right priorities, you're going to get there. And you're going to see things happening before others. And that gives you the advantage. We're going to be playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. And that's my job, right? So we might not be the biggest group in the world, but we are all playing chess out there. And it's great because we're together playing chess while we've got everybody else playing checkers. And so that gives us an advantage because we are doing things differently than everybody else. And that's what we're doing here at Morning Coach. It's just not about the energy. It's just not about the planning system. It is about the intellectual IP that we're putting into the world that you can let soak into your mind and then regurgitate it into the world and bring value so you can dominate in the system, okay? It doesn't happen overnight. Like I said, you gotta have patience, but if you just continue to work and you continue to get better, it's not that difficult. It's kind of like college. In college, when I work with younger people, it's like, just show up. If you show up in college and you just do the work, you're gonna get through it. It's when you don't show up and you don't do the work, that's when people have issues, okay? So let's show up, let's do the work this week, and let's kick some ass, okay? Let's get out there and kick some ass. And, you know, focus on the tasks at hand, focus on the value you're putting in the world, and let's make it happen, all right? So go do it, too. We're going to have a fun day tomorrow in the book study. We're going to be working with Pam and her work, and we're going to have a blast this week. So go do it to it. Lots of love to you, and I'll see you back here right here in the morning on morningcoach.com. Go do it to it. Hey, thanks for making it to the end. It's pretty awesome. I mean, I'm happy you're with us. Look, you made it this far. You should really check out morningcoach.com and what we're doing. We've got an amazing coaching program. We've got a great trial over there. You try it for 14 days, few cups of coffee a day, and you get wonderful coaching, structured systems, stay on track, you know, get your focus in order. And we're here for you every single day. There's nobody else doing it the way we're doing it. And, you know, it's a great system. It literally will get you organized and get you going. But that's up to you. You got to do the work, right? So, you know, I don't want you to invest in our systems if you're not ready to really make the changes in your life that are going to impact you. And like I said in the Coachcast today, you know, it's a special person. We're looking for the right people. We're not looking for everybody. But if you know who you are, if you're hearing this, if you're ready to really make the changes, have some awesome energy, get some great information, and really live your best life, then head over to morningcoach.com and get started. Very simple. And then just start listening every day that you can. 3 days are better, 4 days, good. 5 days is the best. And we'll be here for you every single day of the year. Okay, go do it to it. We'll see you over at morningcoach.com.